And this week's changing track is from Cheryl. In late 1977, I'd just turned 15 and was living in Rotorua in New Zealand, where my family had moved from Sydney. Rotorua at that time was a tourist town built on bubbling mud and geysers. Shops were shut all weekend, although we did have late night shopping on a Friday night. We lived a few kilometres out of town, and there were only two buses a day in and out, and none on weekends. Back then, New Zealand only had two TV stations, both of which closed off around 11 p.m. each night. And like a lot of small towns across Australia and New Zealand, there was only one radio station. I was a smart but lazy student. Cheer, people across the land. I was a smart but lazy student, looking for excitement in a town where there was none. The highlight of the weekend was Casey Kasem's Top 40 Countdown on the radio. My friends and I would listen intently, taping our favourite songs, our fingers hovering over play and record, ready to push the buttons as soon as the song began playing, hoping the announcer didn't talk over the start. I was a big reader and I loved books and magazines. At that time, there were no New Zealand teen magazines. Luckily, though, the school library stocked Australian Dolly and American 17, along with Tiger Beat, an American pop music magazine. And reading these magazines, I became aware of the bigger world outside of Rotorua. I read about film and music and books, albeit with a very teen focus. Disco was starting to happen. And over the summer holidays, a little old film called Saturday Night Fever came to town. I can't overstate the impact this film had on myself and my friends. In a town where nothing happened, the music, the dancing, the story seemed to speak to many of us. Before long, there were disco classes being held in the school hall, and we all learned how we should be dancing. Unlike my friends in Sydney, who were going to blue light discos, there was nothing like that in Rotorua at the time. There's a scene at the end of Saturday Night Fever where Stephanie, John Travolta's girlfriend, dancing partner, has moved from New Jersey into Manhattan. She has a glamorous job and is meeting interesting people. Tony, John Travolta, spends the night riding trains, following the tragic death of his friend, ending up at her place and making plans to move to Manhattan himself. My changing track plays through this scene. To me, a bored 15-year-old looking for something outside of a small town, it made me think that you could get out of the life you were in. You could be brave and you could make changes. I left school at the end of the following year when I was just 16, and I moved back to Sydney with my dad. It just felt like that was where I was meant to be. I was young, but in those days, it wasn't unusual to leave school early and start working. I picked up with my friends and made new ones. My life did get interesting. I worked in jobs I found exciting and challenging in advertising in the early 80s. There was no such thing as excess. There were big personalities and lots of people doing creative, interesting work. I worked in London for a couple of years and also tried a few other jobs like publishing. I saw how much people loved what they did and how hard they worked, and I've been lucky enough to have always found work that I loved and found interesting. I fell in love, moved cities, I travelled, I lived overseas, I had my heart broken and fell in love again. I've since married and had children who are now young adults themselves. Those books, films and magazines I read to get out of there and make things happen for myself. And even after all these years, every time I hear this track, I'm reminded of that 15-year-old, desperate to get out of the small town, who was inspired by international magazines, books and films, fueling a teenager's determination and imagination, who took the bit between her teeth and ran with it. So Cheryl's changing track is the Bee Gees' How Deep Is Your Love?